You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He's also following on what's going on at Torrey Pines. I know that. He didn't expect me to bring that up, but I know he's following what's going on out there at Torrey Pines. And, of course, working on his own game. Joe Patrick joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Right? You checking out what's happening in San Diego, aren't you?
always.
And what do you think? And are you surprised at the leaderboard out there, Joe?
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. There's lots of kind of young, scrappy guys. Not, I don't know if they're young necessarily, but just guys you don't normally see. But should be an interesting day because I like it when you have a mix of like a crowded leaderboard, but then you got some young guys, and then you've got several of those established favorites that we knew we would probably see. So that's my favorite kind of golf tournament. It should be fun. You know I'm going to be keeping track of it.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Thought we had Mr. Crenshaw there. I know he was taking care of a couple of things. Sam, have we got you?
Hey. I'm right here.
Okay. Well, you got to jump in, man. We couldn't hear you. I know you were rebooting. So.
Okay. Well, you started up talking about golf, and I'm going to be talking about all the other things.
That's why I waited for you to jump in and change the direction. if you hear dead air, sir, that means start talking.
What the thing I want to know is, are we going to get some baseball in today? Because we're supposed to play two games, and we got this team going in the right direction for the last few days here. Joe, I want to see the Braves play, man.
I know. I'm the same way. You know, it's a shame that they weren't able to play yesterday and just kind of keep some of that momentum going. It kind of reminds me of something that happened to them a few weeks ago. They were on a good run. You know, I think it was after they had won, I think, 3 out of 4 against the Pirates, and then they went to Boston, they were playing, and then things started falling apart for them. That was partly due to these weather delays, and they weren't able to play many games. I think they only ended up playing like 2 games in a week or something, and, you know, I'm just looking out my window right now, and it doesn't look great, guys, but, hopefully they can get some games in, because, yeah, this team is trending in the right direction, and, well, I don't know if trending in the right direction is the right word, but they may be showing signs that they could be. And they really need to. You know, it's something I've wanted to get across in this interview and some of the ones I'm going to do this week is that this Braves team is no longer the case with this Braves team that, you know, you can split a series with at home against the Cardinals and feel like that was a successful series. Like, you're not that far out of first place in terms of the standings or in terms of the games back. I'm not sure exactly where it stands right now, but, you know, you're late enough in the season where if you want to get to 90 wins, you're going to have to play like 600% winning percentage baseball from this point on. And you're going to have to make up ground against some of these good teams that you play. And so you have to start winning these series consistently. And, the Braves put themselves on good footing to be able to do that in this series. And again, that's why you just hope that you can finally, you know, get that under your belt and feel like you did something successful against the Cardinals in this series. And then, you know, hopefully you can move that on to some big series that are coming down the line this week.
So basically we shouldn't worry about anything until that post-All-Star break.
that's the whole thing is, you know, you got to be – there's no time – you're so late in the season at this point where you've just been sputtering and sputtering. You've got to start winning now, you know, and that's why it'll be interesting to see what Alex Anthopoulos does in terms of potentially bringing in – a bullpen arm, potentially bringing in an outfielder, you know, wherever they feel like they have a starting pitcher, maybe, you know, wherever they feel they need a gap, you got to try to address that as soon as you can, because the games before the All-Star break still count as much as the games after it. You know, it's like you got to win games any way you can, and it's a tough situation for Anthopoulos because it's you know, we're starting to get a little bit more into the season where teams will be willing to trade players, but we're not fully there yet. And so these games are still very important. So, you know, hopefully Bryce Wilson, Drew Smyly, those are the two starting pitchers that are scheduled to go today. Hopefully they can give the Braves some quality outings. You know, we've seen the last couple starters, Charlie Morton and Max Fried, do a great job for this team. Bullpen should be fresh and ready to go, and hopefully that puts them on a good standing.
Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline this morning with Joe Patrick, our very own Joe Patrick. He is social. You can find him on Twitter at JAPatrick200, JAPatrick, all lowercase, 200. I was going to mention what you just brought up. The last two starts we got was more of what this team needs to get past this, the fifth inning, past the sixth inning. Great starts, and but less stress on that bullpen. I like it. Can we get more of that?
Yeah, you know, and that will be that's what will be very interesting to see, especially with a guy like Drew Smyly going today, or scheduled to go today at least, who has really, really struggled, especially that third time through the lineup, and getting into that, you know, fifth, sixth, seventh inning. Seems like I can kind of count as many times as it's happened on one hand this season that he's been able to kind of get into the sixth inning or later. It's been a struggle for him. So, you know, hopefully he can do that. But I think that it goes to show that, you know, this team still has quality in that starting rotation. I know that Max Fried, it's been a very odd season for him in terms of him, like, kind of getting out of the gates really slowly, and then he had an injury that he was dealing with. But he's actually been really, really good. I think in his last eight starts, he's got a sub-3 ERA, which is, you know, what you would expect from a guy like him who challenged for a Cy Young last year. So I think he's on a good track right now. I mean, again, he gets overlooked because there's so many problems with this team that we talk about on a regular basis. But, you know, it can kind of get swept under the rug, the fact that he's really, you know, shaping up and turning his season around in a good way. And Charlie Morton potentially as well. You know, he's a guy that I thought that might be, or probably would be, honestly, affected by all this foreign substance crackdown that MLB is doing, considering he's a guy who spins the ball as hard as anybody in the league. But, you know, he went out there and the stats show that he didn't really lose anything. So, and he had some good stuff to say about it, but I thought he would be more affected. So if he's not affected, I mean, that would be a huge boost for the Braves. And if you can just get like two other guys to start rolling, it's unfortunate what happened to Tucker Davidson because he was looking like a guy who could be one of those supporting members of that starting rotation. But Braves need a couple more guys to get going. Hopefully Drew Smyly can be one, and hopefully Bryce Wilson can get some confidence going today as well.
Joe Patrick joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. You brought it up, man. What's your thoughts on this foreign substance? It's just the latest form of cheating with this sport, but they want to call it foreign substances issue. What's your thoughts on not only that it's rearing its ugly head right now, that it's been around forever, but the fact that they've decided to make this a thing?
Well, here's the thing, is that you'll never be able to, like, fully get rid of it because pitchers are, you know, clever enough to figure out how to, like, mix totally legal substances like sunscreen and rosin to create some sort of sticky substance or something that helps them grip the ball. And to be perfectly honest, my personal opinion, and having talked to, you know, players about this, is that, you know, pitchers should be able to grip the ball well. They shouldn't be able to do something that actually, like, glues the ball to their hand that is giving them an unfair advantage. I totally understand that. But, you know, I think Major League Baseball was wrong in the timing of when they did this. I think that almost any player you ask around the league would have been totally fine if they were to change something in the offseason, you know, and giving players a heads up, you know, at this point in the season, be like, hey, next season, we're doing this. I think players would have been totally fine with that. But, you know, when you look at Tyler, like a guy like Tucker Davidson, I don't know if it has anything to do with foreign substances, but, like, you look at the forearm tightness, you know, that potentially that's from gripping the ball harder because he's not getting that same grip. So it's something that I honestly think that if that starts to happen, if this starts to become a trend with pitchers, where we see lots of forearm tightness, I think that, you know, Major League Baseball might need to change course here. But I understand why they do it as well, because the numbers clearly indicate that, you know, hitting the ball is down, strike, you know, whiffs are up, and the game is becoming very predictable in terms of these just kind of the three true outcomes of either a home run, a strikeout, or a walk, you know? And so that's not for the fans. So I think that everybody just wants a product that is fun to play and entertaining to watch.
Yep. Joe, we're wrapping up with you. Got one more thing, though. Do want to talk a little Atlanta United. We're back today. We're putting the band back together after a break, and we're facing this team that was a lot of nastiness with CONCACAF. Even the coaches got nose to nose at the end. Thoughts about what we may see from Atlanta United against Philadelphia today?
Well, the story of today's game is going to be how Atlanta United deals with not having two key players. Joseph Martinez is not going to be with the team. He is playing on international duty with Venezuela. And Emerson Hyman out for the year with tore his ACL during this little break that the league has had, which is a huge loss for this team. So it's going to be fascinating to see how Gabriel Heinze makes up for not having him. He's just played all but like 7 minutes this entire season in every single game that Atlanta United has played. So that's a huge loss, and it'll be very interesting to see how the manager makes up for that.
All right, man. Hey, so how are you going to spend a day? Watching golf or playing? Oh, well, it's kind of nasty weather outside, so I guess you're going to be watching.
Yeah, it's too rough to play out there today, but I'll definitely be watching.
Joe Patrick, as always, bringing the knowledge early on a Sunday morning. We can't thank you enough for coming on with us. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, man.
Hey, you guys too. Happy Father's Day.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.